passage of Scripture. One, in fact, it's the 100th Psalm. It's been on my heart today, His gates. I'd like for the music to stay where they are. I want you to think about this as we enter into a season of thanksgiving. Actually, the season of thanksgiving should be every day, all year long. Unfortunately, in the world, in the secular world, it is not. Hopefully, in the Christian world, it is. Hopefully, don't let a day go by without thanking and praising Him. But this psalm of praise, the 100th psalm, and thank you for standing, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for the honor and the privilege to enter into Your gates with thanksgiving and into Your courts with praise. Father, may we never, ever take it for granted. Help us, Lord, to be thankful and appreciative for the honor and presence, God, to come in before Your presence. Father, I pray tonight that You would give us all a heart of thankfulness, God, a great gratitude, Lord, for what You are and for how that You brought salvation to us, Father, and we thank You and we bless Your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to share one thought with you. I hope tonight that we have a time of praise and worship. And I hope that we have a time of some thankful hearts to maybe spill out tonight. But I thought about verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Those of you that are familiar with the tabernacle had gates. And then when you passed through those gates, there was a court. The court was on the outside of the tabernacle. The psalmist here makes a very interesting statement. As we enter into His gates, ever before we get to the tabernacle, think about it, we want to give Him thanksgiving. And as we enter into His courts, still outside the tabernacle, we want to be thankful, amen, and give Him praise, and then into the temple later on, or the tabernacle. And I thought if we would come to church, and as we got out of our automobiles with thanksgiving, enter into His courts, the courts ever before we entered into the sanctuary, amen, with praise, there's no telling the roof would be blown off, amen, as we come in to glorify and praise God. It is an honor. It is a privilege. Everything that I've read and everything that I referenced, the writers talked about what a privilege, what an honor it is to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and praise. And I want us tonight, as we're going to sing a few songs and worship the Lord and just let the Lord have His way, I feel that the Lord is here tonight. You know, every once in a while, as much as parents do for their children, sometimes they just want their children to thank them. Amen. Just hug their neck and just thank them. And I think we need to do that tonight for the Lord. I think it'll be a wonderful time. I already feel His presence. And so what we're going to do, we're going to sing a song maybe, have a couple of testimonies. And when I want you to testify, I want you to testify about something you're thankful for. And I know you're thankful for salvation, and I know you're thankful for an experience with God. But try to think something this year. As we next Wednesday night, we'll be gathering for fellowship and food out there. And that's usually when we do our time of thanksgiving. But I want to do it tonight. I want to give you an opportunity to thank God for His blessings and His morning.
Hallelujah.
This is unrehearsed, so just follow along with me. I've had a lot of troubles and trials in my little lifespan. When I'm standing alone, the battle gets hard. I just do the best that I can. Must have crossed a million valleys. Lord, I've shed a million tears. when I come to the river, I said, when I come to the river, when all this world's troubles and trials are over, and I come to the river, then I'll have no fear. I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Just one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Only one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, I want you to sing along with me, but also in singing along with me, I want you to think about it. Amen. Only one more burden, only one more river to cross, one more trial. I know you may have had a lot of them. I know you may be steeped in some situations now that you can't even see the way out. You can't even see the light at the tunnel because you can't even see the tunnel. Amen. But I assure you and back it up with the Word of God, one of these days, we're going to cross that spiritual Jordan. We're going to leave it all behind. We're going to go to a heavenly place. We're going to receive a glorified body. Amen. All of our troubles, all of our trials, all of the anxiety, all of the stress, everything that's come against us, it's going to be left on the other side. Hallelujah. Well, I've had a lot of people talk about me, so to walk this narrow way, it's just another little valley. I got victory when I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, gone through a lot of little streams. Well, see, old Jordan, cold and dark, is going to be the last for me. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Just one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding through his nail-scarred hands. And words are on the monitor, sing it with me. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Just one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands, holding to his nail-scarred hands. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands, holding to his nail-scarred hands. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands. Turn around, tell somebody, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands, holding to his nail-scarred hands. Tell somebody else, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands, holding to his nail-scarred hands. Well, glory! Come on, give him praise! And what God done for you. Amen, sister.
I wasn't able to attend Wednesday night because I had one of those dead batteries in the refrigerator. But I was coming so excited because Michelle's pregnancy, she's having lots of trouble, Baby was breached, didn't have to have a C-section. The baby is no longer breached.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Somebody else. Sister Carrie. I'm just so thankful for God. 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 I'
Man. Praise God. Amen. I know the God was in it. Amen. God was in it. Had to be in it. Even the crutches that they got for Brother Tony, they're expandable, and you know they lengthen to exactly what his height was, between 6'6 and 6'7. Amen. So it was just right for him. Of course, most of the people in there wanted to know that he played for basketball. Brother Terry, praise God.
Amen.
Well, glory. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. How many knows God's able?
Hallelujah.
God's able. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I have a follow-up appointment this weekend, but God has sure blessed me. You don't think much about heart procedures until they say they're going to do one to you. And then all of a sudden, it's really important. But God has healed me, and I praise Him. Thank you. We're going to sing, "Your Cries Have Awoken the Master." Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perished? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, "Where is your faith? Because you prayed all night.
you've held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken the Master. It hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. At seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cried out for help the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now, because you've prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Awoken the Master. Now you're up there worried that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, 'cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and it all must cease. Because you pray have awoken the Master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
Amen. How many can relate to the words in that song? Many, many times.
Praise the Lord.
When we think the rest of the world is asleep and we're in the midst of trying to figure out what in the world is going on in our life, and you know, if we just ask the Lord, He's always attentive and He's always there. Many, many times, you know, He knows. I've said this so many times. He knows and realizes every tear that runs down your cheek. God is already knowing what's going on and how He can help you. Isn't that wonderful?
Praise
Amen. I don't know why we don't praise Him more. The Bible says God is great and greatly to be praised. Someone stand and give God praise tonight. Sister Elaine.
I knew something happened with Austin at school that day. Some kid broke his phone, and he was just really concerned and upset. So Jeff and the other two were gone, and Stephen went to get in the shower. When he came out, the other ones had come home. It was time to get ready for bed, and they couldn't find Austin. He thought he was in his room, and he was nowhere in the house. So they started looking for him. Now, this is probably 9-ish, dark, cold, and the child had decided that he was going to run away. So he had walked. And where they live is off a rainy road, and there's no street lights, there's no sidewalks. And I just cannot praise the Lord enough for keeping his hand on the child. And luckily, he got scared and he walked to his friend's house. And that mother had called, and it's all settled now. But in a way, God can turn a horrible, scariest situation into something wonderful, because I think it's woke us all up as a family that
praise
we need
the Lord
to pay more attention to these children. Because we don't know what they're facing at school.
That's right.
We don't know the pressure that I never faced that as a child.
Right.
My kids really didn't. So I told Stephen, I said, well, I know I wasn't the best mom, but you never ran away. You might have wanted to. But I cannot praise him and thank him for just keeping his hand on that child, but letting us all see as grandparents and parents that those kids are crying out for help when something like that happens. And we need to be in tune with them and be aware of what they're facing.
Amen.
But like I said, just all the miracles that I've just witnessed myself, I can just imagine worldwide how many miracles that everybody sees every day.
Man.
It's just such a blessing on these miracles.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Too numerous to even count or remember. I mean, the times that God has intervened for us. Someone else tonight. This is your opportunity to give God praise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God. So glad that God helps us. Amen. We've been made to see lately how quickly and how unexpectedly that accidents can happen. Daddy said that's the reason they call them accidents. They don't call them mean-tos. Amen. We don't mean to do that. It just happens. But so thankful that God is with us and can help us through those times that when accidents do happen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, ma'am.
I don't need to say something very often, but the Lord just spoke to me and told me somebody needed to hear this. All these stories that Eddie tells about Kevin being in the hospital and him, I was really there. I know y'all don't, you know, he doesn't very often mention my name, but I was around somewhere. But we were talking about this at Bible study Thursday. For the first 3 years of Kevin's life, I was mad. In my mind, I hated God. I don't know why he did this. And I was a very miserable person, but I never showed it in public. I always acted like everything was just fine and me and God was just like this and all that. But I don't even know if Eddie knew it, but till he was 3 years old, I was really mad. I got over that, okay? But my point is, during that 3 years, he didn't leave me. He still was doing things in my life.
Yes.
But he had every right to not ever do anything for me again or ever talk to me or, you know, bless me or anything, because I just truly did not like him at all. I didn't like God at all. I felt like he had just poured out everything down on me. But he kept working in my life. And he had every right to not do another thing for me because of the way I treated him. But he did it anyway. He let my son live. we were told Kevin wouldn't live to be 6 years old. Well, even without me, me and the way I was, God still worked.
Yes.
So I don't know if anybody needed that or not, but man, I felt like somebody needs to hear that. You know, we all have moments in our life where we don't do what God wants us to do or what we should do. But He's there. He doesn't leave us. We are the ones that walk away from Him, and He always takes us back. And anyway, that's all of them.
Praise the Lord. There's
a Sister Tabitha that requested you sing
What Mercy Did For Me.
If you'll come and get ready for that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We as children of God, we should never be down.
That's right.
Because we've got heaven to gain. And once we cross that finish line, and Jesus looks at us and says, well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen.
And he says, enter ye into a land of rest.
Glory to God.
Praise the rest in Him.
Yes. Amen.
I thank God for heaven.
Yes.
I thank God that He said, you know, our Sunday school, we only had, we're about tired of hearing about how the Christmas story, you may have already started on the Christmas story, but man, I love it when the angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
Amen.
Which shall be unto all people.
Yes.
That's for me and for you.
Praise
amen. God that He sent us a Savior.
Thank you, God.
Yes, amen.
Thank
God that Jesus is my Savior.
Praise God.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Thank God. Glory to God. What a blessing. What a promise. Amen. That's what mercy.
By His grace.
the grave. You gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. And now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. And every morning, mercy will restore me. You healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, that mercy stepped in. Praise
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
You know, we often say what God doesn't keep us from, He'll keep us through. Amen. And Sister Penny, I want y'all to sing Through the Fire. You and Sister Lisa, and if you want the choir to come back and help you. I hope you like singing. If you do, you're going to love heaven. Amen. Because when we get to heaven, we're going to sing. Amen. Everybody's going to sing. Through the fire. If you've ever been through those trials that some of them were testifying about, know that God will bring you through those trials. Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord tonight. I thank you for all He's done for me and my family.
Hallelujah.
A lot of you know Jessica's testimony. And I just thank God from where He has brought her from with the eating disorder. She was told by the doctor that she should never have a baby. Well, we have Grayson, and now we're almost got another little baby boy. And I just want to thank God for His mercy.
Times I question certain circumstances, things I could not understand. And many times in trials, a weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. I look at all my victories, the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, when He said help would always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in. Just hold on. My Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again.
I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, He'll shield the flames again.
Again.
glorified. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Give me a great big praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, get your hymnal turned to page. When we all get to heaven, what page is that? We're going to end with that song, When We All Get to Heaven. 393. Sounds good. That'll work. Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Part of that heavenly choir. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Psalms 100, that make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Can you imagine? What else could we do? But when we all get to heaven, look around.
Glory.
When we all get to heaven, and that's just a smidgen of what the celebration's going to be like in that great reunion in the sky, as it said many,
hallelujah,
many times. All hearts and minds clear. This altar is open. If anyone needs prayer tonight, know that we love and appreciate each and every one of you.
God is great.
And greatly to be praised. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's start this week out. And we started tonight, and hopefully you started before now, but let's just be praising the Lord, being thankful as we go through this week, no matter what I-20 looks like in the morning, no matter what that first phone call is like when you take it at work. God is greater than anything that we'll face.
Yes, amen.
Well, we're just going to give Him all the glory. Thank you all again. We love each and every one of you. If you can, if you don't regularly come on Wednesday nights, make plans to be with us Wednesday night. Amen. We'd love to see each and every one of you. So much, so much. With this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise You. Lord, thank You, dear Lord, for allowing us this opportunity to be thankful and to think and to reminisce on ever all the many blessings You've given each and every one of us. Dear Lord, just You being You is enough. But, dear Lord, and then on top of that, dear Lord, You're our salvation. You're our strength. You're our everything that we are, dear Lord, is what You make us, dear Lord. And we just praise Your holy name. Lord, I ask that You'll keep us safe as we depart. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, during this busy season as we enter it. Lord, may we give You the glory first. And, dear Lord, in all that we do, every little thing, we might think it's little, but, dear Lord, because of You. And as it's been testified tonight through the testimonies of how great Thou art, the many miracles that You perform, Lord, may we reminisce on these and may we be strengthened by everything, the testimonies of praise. Now, Lord, we thank You again for everyone here. Ask You to protect us and guide us and bring it back at our appointed time. In the most precious name of them all, that's the name of Jesus Christ. And we all say, amen, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Have a great, great.